In today's news headlines, Attorney General William Barr is testifying in front of congressional committees on Wednesday and Thursday. His hearings come just a day after the New York Times and Washington Post published a letter written by special counsel Robert Mueller to Barr, a day after Barr released his four-page summary of Mueller's report. In the letter, Mueller asked Barr to release more of his report to Congress and to the public. He also took issue with Barr's characterization, writing that it, quote, did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of this office's work and conclusions. Mueller added, there is now public confusion about critical aspects of the results of our investigation. This threatens to undermine a central purpose for which the department appointed the special counsel, to assure full public confidence in the outcome of the investigations. In his appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse questioned Barr about Mueller's concerning letter.
So you, at some point, you knew that the Mueller letter was going to become public, and that was probably yesterday.
I think so.
Okay. When did you decide to make that letter available to us in Congress?
This morning.
Would you concede that you had an opportunity to make this letter public on April 4th, when Representative Crist asked you a very related question?
I don't know what you mean by related question. It seems to me it'd be a very different question.
I can't even follow that down the road. I mean, boy, that's some masterful hair splitting.
That's Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse questioning Attorney General William Barr at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Wednesday about Bob Mueller's letter, expressing serious concern with Barr's characterization of the special counsel report. Earlier, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff called for Barr to resign in an interview on CBS.
We suspected before we got the report that Mueller produced his own summary. So why did Barr feel it necessary to create his own summary to help the White House in this way? And now we know that not only did those summaries exist, but that Mueller had pleaded with him to release those to the public.
So I'll ask it this way. Did the Attorney General lie to Congress?
I think his statement is deliberately false and misleading. And yes, most people would consider that to be a lie. He's a very smart man. He knew exactly what he was being asked by Congress, and he knew his answer was false. So, look, there's no sugarcoating this. I think he should step down. It's hard, I think, for the country to have confidence in the top law enforcement official in the country if he's asked a direct question as he was, and he gives a directly false answer.
That's Congressman Adam Schiff, who heads the House Intelligence Committee, calling for Barr's resignation. A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll has found that a majority of Democrats want their representatives to pursue impeachment of the president based on the redacted Mueller report, which was made public. But the findings were split down partisan lines. About 70% of Democrats want impeachment to proceed, while only 39% of the general public does. So far, among senators, only two presidential contenders, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris, have come out in favor of impeachment. But Senate Democratic leaders like Chuck Schumer have squashed the idea. In an interview with ABC on Tuesday, presidential candidate Joe Biden insisted that, quote, if in fact they, that is Trump and associates, blocked the investigation, Congress members have no alternative but to go to the only other constitutional resort they have, which is impeachment. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump engaged in a massive Twitter storm on Wednesday, firing off about 60 posts about Biden's candidacy and in particular the fact that the firefighters union endorsed him for president. In other news, a federal judge in Washington, D.C. ruled on Tuesday that a lawsuit against Trump for violations of the Emoluments Clause can continue. In his decision, Judge Emmett G. Sullivan rejected Trump's request to dismiss the suit, saying that the president's interpretation of the Emoluments Clause was, quote, unpersuasive and inconsistent. The specific clause in the Constitution prohibits sitting presidents from accepting gifts or payments from foreign governments. Trump has been widely accused of doing just that through his various hotels and resorts. According to the Washington Post, the judge's decision, quote, adopted a broad definition of the anti-corruption law, and could set the stage for Democratic lawmakers to begin seeking information from the Trump Organization. A 22-year-old man is in custody after a shooting at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte that resulted in 2 deaths and 4 injuries among students. The victims included 19-year-old Ellis Parlier and 21-year-old Riley Howell. The suspected shooter is also a student at UNC. So far, there is no apparent motive. In other news, the 19-year-old suspect in the Poway synagogue shooting near San Diego pleaded not guilty on Tuesday to hate crimes involving murder and attempted murder charges. He also pleaded not guilty to setting fire to a mosque in Escondido. San Diego County authorities explained that he fled the scene of the shooting with 50 unused bullets and surmised that he either did not know how to reload his weapon or that it malfunctioned, suggesting that the outcome could have been far worse. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, announced on Tuesday that glyphosate, a toxic chemical used in Monsanto's weed killer Roundup Ready, is not a carcinogen. Bayer Corporation, which bought Monsanto, faces thousands of lawsuits from people who used Roundup and contracted cancer. Several of the lawsuits have succeeded, resulting in awards of tens of thousands of dollars to plaintiffs. Bayer was pleased with the EPA decision, saying in a statement that it, quote, firmly believes that the science supports the safety of glyphosate-based herbicides. But critics were outraged, saying that the EPA had failed in its duty to protect public safety. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been sentenced to 50 weeks in prison in England for skipping bail 7 years ago. Assange, who faces extradition to the U.S. for charges of attempted hacking of a government computer, had obtained asylum from the Ecuadorian government and spent 7 years in a self-imposed house arrest inside Ecuador's embassy in London until he was evicted some weeks ago. Assange's attorney read his client's handwritten letter during the sentencing hearing, saying, quote, I apologize unreservedly for seeking refuge at the embassy. I found myself struggling with terrifying circumstances. I did what I thought at the time was the best and perhaps the only thing that could be done. And finally, in Venezuela, an attempt by opposition leader Juan Guaido to rally the military to help oust President Nicolas Maduro has failed. Earlier this week, Guaido, who the U.S. and its allies have recognized as Venezuela's interim president, announced that military leaders had defected, a claim that appears to be mostly untrue. Only the head of Venezuela's domestic intelligence agency seems to have joined Guaido. On Wednesday, he and Maduro called for mass demonstrations by their supporters in the capital, Caracas. The U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Joseph Dunford said on Tuesday that American intelligence is trying to, quote, make sure we have good visibility on what is happening down in Venezuela and also be prepared to support the president should he require more from the U.S. military. Dunford's use of the word president referred to the unelected Guaido. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has unequivocally tweeted his support for Guaido as well. And that does it for our news headlines.